Hi there. A quick note before we begin the episode. Did you know that Atlas Lingue has its own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Atlas Lingue, The Layers of Language Behind Everyday Life. In this audiobook, we share additional exclusive commentaries on each episode with brand new insights and examples on the subject that we can't stop thinking about, how humans translate everything that comes their way. Also remember, when you buy Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. So find Atlas Lingue, The Layers of Language Behind Everyday Life, on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know that according to the U.S. Census, if you're Middle Eastern, you're white? In our latest episode of Atlas Lingue, we talked to Yemeni-American comedian Ahmed Al-Qadri.
One sketch that I just finished writing, it's called The Arab-American Identity.
Hey, I grew up in the city of Los Angeles. Please fill out this census.
Okay, not this again.
Yeah, my race is still not on here.
What are you again?
Arab-American.
Middle Eastern, so just put white.
I'm not white.
How so?
A lot of non-Arabs don't know this, but Arabs growing up, Middle Eastern and North African Arabs, we have to put white on the census. And I was just like, oh yeah, why do Arabs gotta put white? And I wrote the premise and I was just like, how can I make this funny?
In its section on race, the U.S. Census Bureau defines the racial category of white as, quote, a person having origins in any of the original peoples of Europe, the Middle East, or North Africa. It includes people who indicate their race as white or report responses such as German, Irish, English, Italian, Lebanese, and Egyptian. And this presents several problems for people from the Middle East and North Africa, also known as the MENA region, because they often don't identify as white, but don't really fit into any of the other racial categories on the census either. You see, in its current form, the US Census asks about ethnicity and race the following way. First, it asks if you're Hispanic or Latino. Then, in a separate question, it asks for your race. But the only place where Middle Eastern and North African origins are represented is in the white category. Okay, but why are Middle Eastern people considered white in the first place? If most of the Middle East is, geographically speaking, in Asia, wouldn't it make more sense for them to be Asian? Well, the reason behind this goes back to the turn of the 20th century. The 1882 Chinese Exclusion Act and other discriminatory laws prevented Asians from becoming US citizens. So immigrants from the MENA region argued for years that they should be classified as white to be able to obtain citizenship. So eventually, people from the MENA region did become recognized, at least by the government, as white. But of course, their lived experiences don't often line up with those of other people who identify as white. And why is this a problem? Well, because people from the MENA region are automatically classified as white, this inflates the percentage of white people in the US, according to the census. And it doesn't end up accurately reflecting racial and ethnic categories. In other words, it ends up making minorities appear smaller than they actually are. But there's promising news. A movement called YELA, Count Me In, is advocating to include a MENA category in the 2030 US Census. The effort is led by the Arab American Institute Foundation, and it argues for a single combined question on race and ethnicity on the census. That way, people can still mark any and all categories that they fit into. Anyway, if you want to learn more about growing up Arab American, listen to our interview with Ahmed Al-Qadri on Atlas Lingue. We had a great conversation about his upbringing in a Muslim household and about how his parents' natural sense of humor helped feed his funny bone.
My dad always had these, like a bunch of jokes. Like, he has six kids and people would be like, how many kids you have? My dad would be like, six kids. And they go, wow, that's a lot of children. And my dad would be like, yes, the hospital had a deal. Buy one, get one free.
So don't forget to check it out. Thanks for listening.
Okay, so are you Asian or African?
Neither.
But you have to pick one.
Yeah, I choose Arab, Middle Eastern.
But it's not an option.
Then I don't exist. So you're not Hispanic or Latina.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, it's Luis here, and I want to tell you about a show we've been listening to called The Pulso Podcast. There are a lot of podcasts that cover Latino culture and news, but this is one of the first we've heard that really utilizes the throughline of history to provide more context and nuance to our stories. From the halls of Congress to the stages of Broadway, even the food we consider to be American, Latinos helped build this country. And we're not going anywhere. Yet most podcasts are still lacking Latino representation behind and in front of the mic. The Pulso Podcast is a Latina-hosted, Latina-produced show that explores untold stories and unheard voices shaping the experiences of nuestra gente. They've covered topics from beauty standards and gender equality to mental health and food origins. And did you know that there is an official Spanish version of the Star Spangled Banner? Or that a team of Mexican lawyers changed the future of segregation laws in the 50s? To hear more, check out the Pulso Podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.